morning, Power Hour Nation. So good to be with you. I am your honored host, Daniel Brigman. Hope you had a nice couple, 3 days. We certainly did over here. The weather has been fantastic. Let me be the first to welcome you, ladies and gentlemen, the children of all ages, to the Power Hour radio show. ThePowerHour.com, ThePowerMall.com are our two websites. And we got, I call him the grandfather of the truth move. He's really, in many ways, the grandfather of independent media, of whatever you call this type of radio show, just truth, conspiracy. He's one of the absolute grandfathers of that whole movement. He's still alive, Jordan Maxwell.
One of my favorites.
I love Jordan Maxwell. He's getting old. I mean, this is like interviewing Charlotte. I mean, you never know when it's going to be the last. I don't want to be morbid, but, you know, and be able to have him on is a treat. And I've been talking to him a little bit, and his passion and his desire for the truth and to uncover and for people not to be suckers has not diminished at all.
Not at all.
And so it's very exciting. We're going to have Jordan Maxwell. God willing, cross your fingers. We're going to have Jordan Maxwell here in about 30 minutes. In the meantime, we'll have news. Uncle Kevin.
How are you doing today?
I'm doing good.
It's a great day in America.
Okay, well, very good. First story. This creeps me out. It's not even in that realm. It's a totally different realm. Dramatic arrest of a mother protesting in Sydney. This is from New Zealand Herald, but it happened in Australia. Dramatic footage has surfaced of a woman being pulled away from her screaming son by a number of police officers while protesting during the coronavirus pandemic. Two clips shared to Facebook depict the woman speaking with police officers near Parliament, then being dragged into a police van as her screaming son is torn from her arms, wearing a yellow sign that reads, quote, "If you don't know your rights, you don't have any Magna Carta." You know, in Australia, they're British subjects.
Magna Carta.
Again, another unbelievable thing that the founding fathers did was get us out of British subjectude. Anyway, the woman was protesting with around 40 people against coronavirus lockdown as part of the, quote, "exercising my rights" group. She was issued an infringement notice for failing to comply with direction relating to COVID social distancing restrictions. In the footage, she is first seen refusing to give her name before walking away down the street. Quote, "I don't know how you guys are going home in honor tonight and trying to infringe me with a notice which I don't consent to because we're doing nothing wrong. You guys should be here holding the signs with us, defending us. I don't consent to what you're doing." My God, listen to this lady.
She knows what she's
We're doing nothing wrong. We're not acting in aggression. Am I under arrest? No, I'm just trying to speak to you. I'm asking for your name because I do believe you are committing an offense.
Yeah.
I'm here fighting for not myself and my kids, but for your children too, the woman said. Well, if you think she committed an offense, then arrest her, idiot. Mm-hmm. Look, this is very important. I went on Dave Janda's show. I've done a couple interviews. I've been very aggressive with this. I don't know how people take it. I have gotten blowback here when I've said these things. I'm going to continue to say this. Tyranny comes with a badge and a gun.
And a blue suit.
And in America, it's a blue suit usually, or a sheriff's star.
Mm-hmm.
And in the good name of our constitutional authority and peace officers, in the good name of that, they exercise tyranny and enforce who they really work for.
Right.
I do not back the blue. This show does not back the blue. We will not back the blue out of hand. What we do back is constitutional sheriffs and peace officers.
Yeah.
That's why we support CSPOA.org. This has never been more important. Tyranny comes with a badge and a gun. And these people, he says, well, I believe you've committed offense. Well, what offense? What offense have I committed?
Yeah.
Let me give you a little more background on this story. So they're supposedly allowed to quote unquote protest. I hate that word because that gives legitimacy to what they're demonstrating against. They're demonstrators. In America, certainly, they're demonstrators. They're demonstrating rights.
Yes.
So, they were told by the government in Australia that they can quote unquote protest. We're going to say demonstrate if they stayed apart and they, you know, didn't, you know, whatever. Just didn't be rowdy bunch of heathens, you know. Mm-hmm. Fine, you can do it. That's what they did. There's only 40 of them. They were peaceful. Other witnesses says they were apart. It wasn't, you know, they were, you know, reasonably apart. I mean, maybe sometimes they got close to each other. The police, by the way, that were not wearing masks and were not staying 6 feet apart, by the way. You know, if they're so concerned about these health, if it's really about your health.
It's not.
Yeah, bingo. So, they pick out this one lady. They said, the police said to the group, you have to leave. You can't be here. Which is not true.
No.
Which is not true at all. It's not lawful, even in Australia. Well, this isn't America, but this is Australia. Not true. And so this one lady, she said, I'm not leaving. I'm not doing anything. I'm not giving you my name. You can go pound salt.
I love her.
And, well, I believe you're committing an offense. What offense? What offense am I committing? They end up arresting her because she doesn't comply. This is about compliance.
Mm-hmm.
Can they put their thumb on you and twist you to make you listen to their words like their words are true, like their words are law, like their words are coming straight from God Almighty? And this lady refused. And so what did they do? They ripped her child from her and threw her in the back of the van and did God only knows what to the child.
Probably vaccinated.
Let's not even say that. Let's cancel that thought. Let's pronounce safety on that child.
Yeah, absolutely.
So that's what's going on in Australia. Because this footage has come out, there's a video of it. It's so stark. But this is happening all over America.
All over.
I do not back the blue. This idea of back the blue, I don't back them. Nope. 'Cause they're not backing us. If they want to be offended, if you want to be offended, then go be offended. I don't care. You are not backing America right now. You are backing your corporate masters. You are not backing America. And where the rubber meets the road, where all this nonsense gets enforced, where the Bill of Rights gets infringed, where our heritage and our birthright is spit upon and thrown into the street, it's some moron who thinks he has authority in a blue suit and a hat and a gun and a badge. He thinks that his masters gave him authority so he can come out here and rough up and tell us what to do.
Yep.
He is mistaken. He is a fool.
Well, he took an oath to the Constitution.
He's an oath breaker.
He's an oath breaker.
Is that harsh? Does that make you mad? I don't give a darn. This is where the rubber meets the road in our republic. This is where. Will Americans let these control freaks control us and tell us what to do? Or will we stand up and resist? And we will put these people in our place. This is like a cage match. The New World Order and the Declaration of Independence go into the cage, and only one is going to come out.
And it's going to be us.
It's going to be the Declaration of Independence.
Yep. I agree.
China, long to go along with this, and this is what I've been talking about the Declaration of Independence, of how important it is. Okay, there are Bibles in China, right?
Yeah.
There's Bibles in China. There are. I mean, they're not prevalent, but they're there.
They're there.
There's even Christian churches that they're, mm-hmm. you know, they won't let any teenagers go in churches. China won't, but some of the adults are kind of just, you know, they're trying to wait to time it out and let it, let it die off.
And then that's the end of them.
Okay. China conducts violent raid on Christian church, drags worshipers out of service. China Aid, a religious freedom watchdog group, published a smartphone video. They collected all the other cell phones and videos.
Yeah,
somebody got one through.
Yeah,
now, I don't know if it's intentional, who knows what these things. That showed Chinese officials conducting a violent raid on a church in Fujian province. The invaders assaulted congregants, stole their phones, and dragged people out of the service. Eyewitnesses said police did not present a warrant for the raid. They don't feel they need one. Why do they need one? If you're not endowed by your creator, if natural rights are not respected, why do they need a warrant? If they're the authority, they've been given a badge and a gun, why do they need a warrant?
They don't.
What, right. Why do they need a warrant? That's my point. That's what makes it. Okay. Now, this is why I have the discussion about the Declaration of Independence, why it's so important. I've said many times, I've been called the heretic. I'm going to say it again. This is the most important thing that you will ever learn on this show, is about your heritage and your birthright and who you are under natural law.
Mm-hmm.
The Declaration of Independence, at least the second paragraph, the idea of it, and that second paragraph in particularly, is at least as important as most of the Bible.
I concur.
If you want to be offended by that, we'll line up, get behind the cops today. We're going to offend equally today. It is at least as important. You say, well, that's heresy. Do you think that God sat down on a table and wrote the Bible and then handed it to man? No, it's a series of events and series of man's interaction with God, interaction with the divine, interaction with miracles, what have you. Mm-hmm. And they're writing it, and it's been, you know, the Bible especially, been translated, mistranslated sometimes, been handed down, and really shows God's hand and God's strength that we even have it in the condition that we have it today. Okay, the Declaration, do you think the Declaration of Independence is any different?
Existence since the turn of the 21st century. It is more critical than ever for you to sign up for our free newsletter and our breaking news. Simply text the word Power Hour to 22828 on your mobile phone, or sign up when you visit thepowerhour.com. Our website again is thepowerhour.com, or text Power Hour to 22828. Together, our legacy will live on for centuries.
Wait. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. That was somehow, you know, you want to know how important these things that we're talking about here, how unique it is, how very few people are saying this. Notice what just happened when I said all the things I just said. Okay, just make a mental note of that.
That's right.
The biggest story of the day, it's official. Benjamin Netanyahu proposes Mark of the Beast calls for all children to be microchipped first.
That is
this
correct.
Is the biggest story of the day
yeah.
in the world.
Well, he worked under Kissinger. He was the number one boy under that globalist Kissinger. So.
Netanyahu?
Yeah, Netanyahu.
Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is calling for all children to be microchipped in the name of protecting public health. Yeah, sure.
Yeah, right.
Speaking at a press conference, Netanyahu suggested the health ministry use new technology to help Israel socially adapt ahead of lifting the coronavirus lockdown. That is, technology that has not been used before and is allowed under the legislation we shall enact. That is allowed under the legislation we, did you catch that?
I got it.
That we shall enact.
Yeah.
This is the difference between every country in the world and the United States. In the United States, natural law is honored and is sacred and cannot be touched. The Bill of Rights is the law, and everything contrary to the Bill of Rights is null and void.
Yeah.
So says the Supreme Court. So says every founding father. Yeah. So says Patrick Henry, who stood up and walked out of the meeting because he thought they were, you know, tricking him. You know, we didn't fight this war to come now and trade one king for one king here.
Yeah.
We want a Bill of Rights.
Yep.
So,
and our Constitution says the same thing.
So what Netanyahu says, we're about to enact a law here.
Yeah.
In America, it is impossible as long as the Declaration of Independence stands as our charter, it is impossible to legally and lawfully enact something like this in this country. It is impossible. It is illegal. Because of the Fourth Amendment, because of the First Amendment, because of Fifth Amendment, Sixth Amendment, probably Ninth and Tenth Amendment, all of them. All the amendments,
can't do it.
That's a violation. That's why I've asked you to put it on your refrigerator. This is a very huge story. Quote, I spoke with our heads of technology in order to find measures Israel is good at, such as what Israel's spying.
Spying. They say they were just spies. So they're excellent.
So we're excellent spiers.
Yes.
So what are we good at? Such as sensors. For instance, every person, every kid, I wanted on kids first. Boy, that's ominous. Would have a sensor that would sound an alarm when you get too close, like the ones on cars. Are you kidding me?
No, that's what they want. I read the whole thing. It was stupid.
Stupid? Stupid is
an understatement.
My 5-year-old fighting with my 9-year-old. That's, they fight over stupid things.
Yeah.
This is
all of a sudden their wrist, like Logan's rung, the light in their
the light in their hand. Boop, boop,
you're too close. You're too close.
Poll finds, now, you want to know the difference between a free country and independent country, even, you know, as damaged as that has been in this country.
Mm-hmm.
But listen to this.
Okay.
Now, the Britain, which is a socialist country.
They are.
Poll finds that 9 out of 10, that's 90%. I mean, we don't know how we can trust these polls, but I'm sure it's very high if they can't fudge them that much.
Close.
Poll finds that 9 out of 10 in UK want lockdown to carry on. They want it to continue.
Well, they're getting free money over there.
Bingo. Only 4% want government enforced home confinement to be scrapped. It goes on. The poll also found 50% are happy not working as long as they're getting paid or receiving government subsidies. Mm-hmm. Only 11% said they wanted everyone to go back to work now, or 89% said no. No, we like the lockdown. Half of them don't want to work anyway. Ex-Obama official in a release transcript admits she didn't know about Trump-Russia collusion despite prior claims. Evelyn Farkas.
Yeah, I saw that. Yeah.
Boy, this is...
She made it all up.
Do you think this is actually going to get pinned on Obama? That this is going to go up to Obama? Did you hear Trump's call it Obamagate?
Yeah. Yeah, I called it Obamagate. They were putting bits and pieces of it last week. You know, Obama, maybe, and now they're blaming it on him. You know,
so Colorado
right to the top.
Colorado, right, here's another restaurant that's saying basically, thank you for your advisement on the lockdown restrictions, but no, thank you. I'm an American. And I will do what I want. I need to feed my family. Colorado restaurant draws large Mother's Day crowds in defiance of state order.
Boom.
A restaurant in Colorado drew large crowds yesterday despite a public health order limiting businesses in the state to take out delivery services. Lines are long and appear that in some cases social distancing was not enforced. Oh, my goodness.
Hallelujah.
See, if they were in Israel, they'd have a boop, boop, boop.
That's a good movie, if anybody wants to see it. 1975, Logan's Run, I think it is.
Quote, here's one of the people. It was unbelievable. I wasn't even going to eat the food, even if I've gotten it. I walked in, took the picture, and turned right around. So many people. These restaurants are not only breaking the law. Here's what the Colorado government, Jared... who writes these articles? Gosh. Colorado governor, this is hard to read, ladies and gentlemen. Believe
you,
me.
I know the
governor of Colorado, Jared Polis, office issued a statement. Here's what the governor of Colorado says. These restaurants are not only breaking the law, they are endangering the lives of their staff, customers, and community. Well, if you drive a car, you're endangering people's lives. Well, then go arrest them. Go arrest them, Jared.
Yeah.
Go down there with your blue suits and your badge and your gun and your hat and you get your riot gear on, your hazmat suits, and go arrest them, Jared.
Yeah.
You're so tough. These things are so important to you. Go there and enforce it right in the face of these Americans.
Yeah.
See what you get. Go ahead, Jared. Go arrest them, Jared.
Americans are standing up all around the country, and it's just going to get better and better and better.
Armed anti-lockdown demonstrators seen ordering at Subway restaurant in North Carolina. Whoa.
Yeah?
Went to Subway. So a bunch of armed people.
I love it.
Again, rifle strapped to their back. They're carrying whatever. They're walking
legally?
Around. Legally and lawfully.
Up. Yeah, legally.
Walking around. With their signs, they go into a Subway and they ask everybody when they come in, They asked them, you guys cool with us being here? Quote unquote. We don't want to make it look like we're threatening or intimidating anybody. That's why we're asking. How polite is that?
That is.
Maybe the police should be like that. Everybody okay here?
Don't hold your breath.
Well, I know. That's what I'm saying. I don't back the blue anymore.
No, me neither.
I don't back them.
Nope.
Because they're institutionally corrupt. They're institutionally immoral.
Habitual line steppers.
Habitual line steppers.
Yeah.
They are. They break the Bill of Rights.
All the time.
Smedley Butler said there's only two things worth fighting for.
We love Smedley.
Defense of your home and the Bill of Rights.
That's right.
Smedley Butler.
Heroes.
Two things worth fighting for. Defense of your home and the Bill of Rights.
Saved our country.
Now, Patton Oswalt, he was that kid that was in, what's the movie with Bruce Willis where I see dead people? Sixth Sense.
That's a good movie, too.
It was a way good movie.
Yeah, I like that.
Well, he went on Twitter or some tweet, Instagram, something, I don't know, and started calling them a-holes. It's blacked out here. Frightened dip. I can't say all these words. There's a lot of words he uses. He's calling them all kind of words, and he says every single one of them. The guy in the first pick brought a AT4 to buy a sandwich and chips and probably a cookie. And then he makes fun of him. I feel safe with my gun, and I'm going to get a cookie. I want a cookie, y'all. Yay, guns. That's right. He does feel safe with his guns.
I feel safe with my gun.
Yeah.
I wear it every day.
Yeah.
I love it.
He does feel safe. And
I even go to bed with it.
Then Mia Farrow had something to say. Kathy Griffin had something to say.
Oh, what a moron she is.
Oh, you can't have a gun? You can't have a gun in America? I mean, is that what they're saying? You can't walk around? Why can't you walk around with a gun?
I do it every day.
It's American as apple pie and mom. It is American as apple pie and mom to have a gun. And you're seeing, and again, this is not a show of force.
Nope.
It's a show of power. It's a show of power.
It's like the power.
I love it. Stay tuned. Hopefully we're going to have Jordan on the other side.
I'm excited. I love it.
God bless you, ladies and gentlemen. We'll be right back.
The Power Hour has been in existence since the turn of the 21st century. It is more critical than ever for you to sign up for our free newsletter and our breaking news. Simply text the word Power Hour to 22828 on your mobile phone or sign up when you visit thepowerhour.com. Our website again is thepowerhour.com or text Power Hour to 22828. Together, our legacy will live on for centuries.
What in the world is this crazy Willard water?
It's a proprietary solution, and it's a water additive that was invented by my grandfather, Dr. John Willard, and hence the name Willard Water. Boosts a number of different things. We see most prominently that it's increasing the absorption, utilization, and storage of nutrients in the cells. So, for example, if people were drinking, we see a big boost in B vitamin absorption, utilization. If you see it in plants, we see a big boost in their ability to absorb and retain fertilizers or nutrients in the soil. So we see with things like microbes. If you used a microbe on soil, for example, to replenish the soil, and you sprayed our Willard water on it, go through that replenishing cycle much faster.
Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at theparamall.com. That's theparamall.com.
Break the bond of Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
My name is Daniel Estrin. The decisions we make now with the global systemic collapse will decide whether we live as society or die. With the global economic depression approaching, it is necessary to prepare for it immediately. The basis of survival is a correct understanding of the ongoing processes. The collapse will result in the breakdown of countries, the end of the current planetary economic model, the rise of the regionalization of the economies that are going to replace sovereign countries. End of democracy, the rise of global dictatorship. Where do we go from here? What will the post-crisis world look like? What should families do to preserve their savings and to survive? Please join us in an upcoming webinar with me, Daniel Estulin.
The Global Transformation Post-COVID-19 Webinar with Daniel Estulin, May 14th, at 6 p.m. Reserve your tickets today at thepowerhour.com. That's thepowerhour.com.
With dozens of food and storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Humana Food Storage is nutritious, is GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high-fructose corn syrup, has no chemicals, preservatives, or soy. And Humana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. Call Jay at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at thepowermall.com.
America made just for you. Food storage. Love to eat. Yum.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X 4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at the Power Mall. That's thepowermall.com.
What in the world is this crazy Willard water?
It's a proprietary solution, and it's a water additive that was invented by my grandfather, Dr. John Willard, and hence the name Willard Water. Boosts a number of different things. We see most prominently that it's increasing the absorption, utilization, and storage of nutrients in the cells. So, for example, if people were drinking, we see a big boost in B vitamin absorption utilization. If you see it in plants, we see a big boost in their ability to absorb and retain fertilizers or nutrients in the soil. So we see with things like microbes. If you used a microbe on soil, for example, to replenish the soil, and you sprayed our Willard water on it, go through that replenishing cycle much faster.
Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
We've had other people on talk about the research on selenium dealing with cancer, that it actually lowers the risk of death by cancer almost 50%. There was a big lawsuit in, I think, America about that, which they actually won, that they're able to put that on the bottle. Selenium has far-reaching properties I never even knew about.
Selenium does, yeah. It sure does. Usually you're going to find selenium at around 200 micrograms per serving. It is kind of controversial sometimes. I think you can go up to 600 micrograms daily. So what I would do would be to do 200 micrograms in the morning, 200 micrograms in the afternoon, and then another 200 micrograms maybe later in the afternoon.
Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Welcome back to the Power Hour. It's a pleasure to be with you. We're doing something a little different here. Jordan, we're going to record this conversation by video, and then we'll publish it a little later so you can be able to see it. I think You know, Jordan is a historic figure, so we really want to document these while we can. A couple announcements. Obviously, the Power Mall. The Power Mall is where all you get the great products that really bless your life for a lot of years. Thank you for your support. We need your support. Your support keeps us here. It allows us to have guests like Jordan, especially shortwave, you know, satellite, all these things. They're not cheap. And we're here because you're here. You don't quit. We don't quit. We will not stop because you're not stopping. And thank you for what you've done for us. And you're welcome for what hopefully we've done for you and the guests that we've brought. ThePowerMall.com, ThePowerMall.com, all the great products. I would especially encourage you to get colloidal silver. I would. And, of course, oreganol, zinc, selenium, vitamin D, all these things are essential right now. Who knows what's going to happen? Get your immune system up and be as healthy as possible. Also, make you aware of, if you don't know, or to remind you, the Daniel Estlin webinar will be later this week. And we're very excited that Daniel's going to do that. So you can check that out, thepowerhour.com. You can see the banner and then click on it there. You have to have an internet connection. I was a little mistaken on that. I mean, we can probably get some replays or something, but you do have to have an internet connection. And we want to see you there. I think it's important for his information, his perspective. And now our guest is, I call him a friend. He's a friend to me. When we ever we talk, it's very enjoyable. I'm kind of honored in some ways that he's, I don't know, taken a shine to me, I guess. I don't know, and spend so much time with me when we get to talk. He is, I call him the grandfather of the truth movement, the grandfather of independent media in so many ways, so many things that we, is just common knowledge now, so many things originated with Jordan Maxwell revealing it. It's stunning if you go back and look at it. He is, his website, jordanmaxwellshow.com. There is a treasure trove of information on just about any subject of his whole 60 years or thereabouts of doing this. 4 terabytes of information you can download by joining his information society there at the jordanmaxwellshow.com. Not jordanmaxwell.com. That's another story. I believe he got his site stolen from him. He's not going to say that. I'll tell you. People have taken advantage of him. JordanMaxwellShow.com. JordanMaxwellShow. Don't forget the show.com. It is an absolute pleasure to have him on. We're going to have a great conversation. Jordan Maxwell, welcome to the Power Hour.
Well, thank you, Daniel. That's me. I think you can hear me now.
Yes, we're good. We're cooking with gas. Absolutely.
Good. Okay.
We really appreciate you having on, and your experience, your perspective is needed now more than ever. We're looking at the world. A lot of craziness is going on. I mean, are these people just powerful enough just to shut down the whole world or what? What are we looking at?
I'm looking at something that's been going on for well over 200 years. It's been working and growing like any other cancer. On the human body politics, on the human body, it's been going for way too many years. And far, far too many Americans have no idea in the world what's going on. Not even the slightest indication of what might be in fact happening. And now it's finally beginning to show itself like in the other cancer. Now you finally see what's happening to your body. And now you realize something very, very serious is happening. But I've been talking about it myself for 60 years. Nobody seems to know how to read the symbols, how to read the flow of history. You've got to understand where you come from, where you are now. Take those two indications, where you come from, where you are now, and draw a straight line. And continue that line, it will tell you where you're going and now where you're going to end up. And so I understood that a long time ago when I was a teenager. It's very simple. If you read the words, the terms that the government uses, use look at what the government is saying and understand the words. They're not, it's like when you go to court, when you are in a federal court fighting for your life and you have a possibility of going to prison for life, you need to have a lawyer, somebody who knows how to talk the talk, walk the walk, and realize what's going on. Why? Because you don't realize what the words mean. And if you say things in a court that you think you understand out on the street, that's not legalese. You need to understand what your words mean in a court of action, not out on the street. For instance, there are two constitutions in this country. One is the Constitution of the United States of America. There's another one called the Constitution for the United States, not of the United States. And that's a big difference when you get into a federal court. You did something for or of. It's a big difference. And all of our life, most people are not looking at those little small indicators as to what is going on. So in 1870, the United States of America was officially dropped. We're no longer referred to internationally in high circles of government. We're no longer referred to as the United States of America because after the Civil War, which we're told was very, very bloody, after the Civil War, we were a lot of things here, but not united. We were no longer united, so therefore we didn't call ourselves officially the United States. We're not united. We were killing each other. There was a terrible Civil War. And so, therefore, the guys who were buying and running our country and ripping us off with the railroads and all the other international money that was coming into this country, they decided that we can't call ourselves United States because we're not united. Half of us were killing the other half. So it was decided by the power, by the money power, the people who had big investments here. It was decided to call ourselves a corporation, a company, and refer to it as the United States Incorporated, and incorporated in Delaware, a Delaware corporation, a company. And like any other corporation, it's owned by someone. So we, the United States, are owned as a corporation by someone. It has nothing to do with the United States of America, which was a republic representing all of us. No, that's over and done in 1870. No longer do you have a United States of America. And if you want to prove that, you can talk to the Federal Reserve and the Internal Revenue and tell them you have some kind of problem with your taxes and you want to talk to an official. And they will tell you, you are talking to the Federal Reserve Internal Revenue, which is a corporation. It is a sub-corporation of a larger company called the United States Corporation, which was founded in Puerto Rico. The Federal Reserve was founded in Puerto Rico, and the Internal Revenue was founded in Puerto Rico as a corporation, a company. And they will tell you, if you want to talk to the officials of the United States of America, we're talking about 1789, we're talking about the founding of the Republic, that's in Philadelphia, and here's the phone number to call, and they will give you a phone number to call. And when you call that number, they will tell you, yes, we represent the United States of America, the Republic. But you are not talking to the Republic when you call Washington, D.C. You're talking to the District of Columbia. And that's a privately owned corporation. It's owned by someone. They bought it. And they set up this corporation, and they run the corporation as a company. And they have to, because it's a corporation. So they have to run it under corporate law. And so once you understand, you're no longer living in the United States of America. You're living under a corporation, and somebody owns that corporation. And therefore, whoever owns it can tell you what you can do when you go to work at that corporation. And then you find out that you, in order to fit into this new arrangement of a company that's running your country, as people who own it, you have to be an employee of a foreign corporation. And this corporation is called the Federal Reserve and the Internal Revenue, the United States Corporation Incorporated. And therefore, you are under corporate law. There's no longer any republic law. You're not under the republic. That's why they're doing what they're doing. They can do it. That is exactly why Obama, who was a Soviet communist agent, operating within the corporation, who came here to do what he did, and that was to destroy the United States of America forever and get rid of it. Because there's only one United States, and it's a corporation that was incorporated. And he was the president of the corporation. And as such, he did not need to have a birth certificate. He said he didn't need it, and he didn't. In point of fact, he did not need to be showing a birth certificate. Why? Because anybody can have a corporation in the United States company. Anybody can incorporate. You can do it. You can have your own corporation. And if you have your own corporation, you have to abide by corporate law. And that means you don't have to show a birth certificate. We have Chinese, Japanese, Koreans, Russians, all kinds of people from all over the world who actually own corporations in America. That does not mean they have to show a birth certificate. They merely have to show papers that they file with the law that they founded a corporation. They don't have to show that they were born here. And that's why Obama said he didn't need to show any birth certificate, because he's just a corporate president, a company president. Yes.
Let me interject here with a couple questions, maybe for clarification sakes or before we get too far. There's a quote by F. Buckminster Fuller, and it's kind of a copy of Socrates, where he said that if you want to destroy a system, you want to fight a system, don't fight it. You create a competing system and then draw the energy to. Yeah. It seems like that's pretty much what we've seen. Thomas Jefferson, we've pulled away from Thomas Jefferson and went head first towards Abraham Lincoln, then towards a corporation, towards the Federal Reserve, that this energy has been pulled. I'm of the mind that, America 1791, 1789, it still lives. It lives in only one place, and that's our hearts and minds, and they're trying to destroy that now, too. So it's like it's still hanging on by a thread right now.
That is precisely correct. That's exactly the situation. You said it better than I could. That's exactly right. We have had someone start a whole new operation and draw the energy toward it slowly but surely, so you should never even realize that two constitutions and two operations going at the same time. And you don't know that. Why? Because you have been drinking so much beer and watching basketball and football and all your basketball, football, soccer ball, ping pong ball, tennis ball, all of the different games that we humans come up with involves a ball, bowling ball, golf ball, tennis ball. And so we've been out playing as a team. You're on the team, aren't you? And so once you understand, no, I'm not on the team. I'm not playing your game at all. I'm playing my own game, and I have a game started back in 1789. I'm not on your team.
It seems we've had this discussion a lot of different guests, and I'll call them the wannabe controllers. I don't even like to say the elite. I don't like to give them that authority. These wannabe controllers, the people who want to destroy the Declaration of Independence, they have a certain amount of power. They've gained it, but they've taken it from us. Like they have no power except our will that we've given to them. So as they go forward, it's not like they can just bowl over us. They have to keep pulling us and getting our will to go with them. They still need our will. I mean, if you're going to get in the supernatural realm, they need the consciousness, the divinity that is within us. They need us to give that over to them into this new system. Would that be accurate?
That is absolutely correct. They need our cooperation. They need us to cooperate. Why? Because we are a corporation. We are,
wow.
We are a corporation. And that's why when I see you come out of a restaurant, say at 12 o'clock midnight one night, and I see you, but you don't see me, and I call you the next day and I say, you know that lady you were out with last night? She's big trouble. You better watch out for her. She's bad company. And you say, mind your own business. We're getting married and she's going to be my partner. I'm saying, what are you talking about? Bad company? Corporation, she's going to be my partner, mind your own business. It's because you're dating and marrying as part of a corporation. You are a employee of a foreign corporation. It's foreign to the United States of America's Constitution. It's called a foreign corporation. It's called the United States Corporate Office. It's in Washington, D.C.
Okay, here's one thing that I have seen, especially, you tell me if you disagree. Over the last, I don't know, 2 or 3 years, certainly it's grown. Since Trump got elected, it's magnified, I think, probably 10, 20 years before then, it was dark. So in the last 2 or 3 years, Americans, let's say that, not Americans, red-blooded Americans, have awakened more to what is going on and to be aware more than maybe the previous 20 or 30 years. Do you see that also?
Yes, I see that. But unfortunately, it's like discovering how bad your cancer actually, in fact, is. And now you find out your embodied, your whole body is completely taken by the cancer. Now what are you going to do that you have finally woke up to what's going on inside of you? Now it very well might be way too late. You may be too late.
I'm of the opinion it's never too late. I mean, we've seen miracles. Miracles have seemed to happen in this country quite a bit. So let's come on, Jordan. Let's not throw dirt on us just yet.
No, I'm just making my point is that if when you do wake up, if you might find out you're far, far gone more than you even knew.
I was in Walmart a couple of days ago, in Walmart. And, you know, I don't know if you've been to Walmart lately, but it's like a dog training school. They got signs on the hat.
It's a circus. I know.
Yeah. Yeah. So they got a sticker on the ground that says you go one way. And then if you come in the other way, it says do not enter. Do not, you know. So I went down the road. I wasn't even paying attention. I don't pay attention to any of these signs. So I come down the other way and the wrong way. And a lady passes me and she said, sometimes I don't look down at these signs, trying to say something to me like, you didn't see that sign. And she was trying to be nice and kind of funny. And I said, well, I don't let the little pieces of plastic on the ground tell me what to do. And she looked at me like that. And then she proceeded to go off for the next probably 3 or 4 minutes about, about the coronavirus and how this is a bunch of BS and I don't like any of Fauci is lying and they're putting coronavirus on those death certificates because they're getting money. I know it. This is ridiculous. And I talked about the masks and these masks aren't helping at all. She says, I know it. And then you're breathing all that toxins and stuff. It's unhealthy. I know it. I thought, whoa. And this is some, I mean, this is some random person at Walmart who I'm pretty sure 3 or 4 years ago, she would have been following the signs on the floor pretty abruptly. I'm like, whoa, that encouraged me. I don't know. I feel I feel encouraged, Jordan.
I do too, because I realize that people are beginning to wake up. I believe it's because God, in my opinion, when you talk about God, I think of God. That's why the professors will tell you, always define your terms. What do you mean by the words you're using? When I use the word God, I think of Wi-Fi. I think of Wi-Fi. God is the great Wi-Fi unit because our brains are a computer. Our body is a biological.
There's the music. Let's get into this on the other side. We've talked about this off air. This is a pretty deep discussion. We'll do more on the other side with the one and only Jordan Maxwell, jordanmaxwellshow.com. Stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to the Power Hour.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams Probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, New Mana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Does Big Pharma have a hold of you? Thepowermall.com believes everything the body needs is provided by nature, unlike prescription drugs that aren't meant to cure but cover up your symptoms and contain addicting chemicals. Strauss Heart Drops are 100% all natural. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops by calling Jay at 1-877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at thepowermall.com today.